Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Hey, everybody's a comedian. Welcome back to 7 to the Hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Sarah Heiner. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Sarah, I need your website, please.
BottomLineInc.com.
And they can find your twice-monthly publication. It's print and online. Her blog is there. It's awesome, her blog. The Bottom Line yearbooks are there. They're just magnificent. They're really not only good information, they're works of art. I'm glad to possess them, Sarah. Nobody can have my annuals. They're mine.
Share them with your wife.
Okay, she can look at them. But they got to come back. Hey, Sarah, thanks again for being here. Folks, we love having Sarah on the show. She always gives us good stuff. And so I want to talk about another thing that's in one of your recent Bottom Line publications, semi-monthly, and that's about being the entrepreneur of your own life. You know, this is a topic that I've been talking about since the very beginning of doing my show, way back in 97, 98. I started encouraging employees and owners of companies to encourage their employees to become entrepreneurs, to become entrepreneurial employees, meaning take risks within your world, within your life, and be innovative about your own self. And that's what you guys talk about in this piece.
We did. So we interviewed, I did a podcast with, and we did an article in Bottom Line Personal with Mark Randolph, who was the co-founder of Netflix. And he has a great new book out called That Will Never Work, because Netflix, you know, you see big Netflix now and you think, oh, no problem, overnight success. And no, he tells all the behind the scenes of how did they come up with
the idea. He was up against Blockbusters, wasn't he?
They tried to get Blockbuster to buy them, actually.
Yeah.
And Blockbuster said no. And thank goodness, because look where Netflix is and look where Blockbuster is. But the critical thing that we found through the story and through the culture, and the culture is really important at Netflix, the corporate culture, is that everybody is an entrepreneur. And I don't care if it's not that you're the business owner. At every level, as you said, in the company, you can come up with ideas. You can set the culture of your group. You can understand that you want to prioritize. You don't want to be distracted by the easy, easy money thing if it's off target with where you want to go. So everybody at every level, and even at home, this is something that I thought was important for our Bottom Line readers, is that even at home you're an entrepreneur, coming up with ideas, setting the culture of your family and your household, understanding that not every idea is going to be perfect.
But creating an entrepreneurial organization, as you say, whether it's your house or your business, but especially in your business, this is the thing that I've been trying to focus on now in my programming for all these years, is having an entrepreneurial organization. And so this is where you and your employees have something in common. You want to take risks with your capital. They want to take risks with your capital. let them, if they wanted to be a pure entrepreneur, they wouldn't work for you. They'd go take risks with their own capital. But they're willing to hitch their wagon to your star, but that doesn't mean that they don't want to be entrepreneurial. Find a way to let them carve out some entrepreneurship within their assignment. What do you think, Sarah?
Well, totally. And back to your conversation with Brian Matamore earlier about being open to ideas and being open to change. So entrepreneurs look for ideas. They do take risks. They don't always take the safe path. And you have to be open to coming up with those ideas and testing them. One of the things that Mark talked about is the critical thing of go with an imperfect idea. Start with it. Just test the concept. It doesn't have to be fully flushed out. People get afraid to launch an idea because they think they have to have everything figured out. When Netflix came up with the idea, first they were going to be VHS by mail. Well, that wasn't going to work because of shipping costs. Then DVDs came out, and they literally took a DVD, went to the card store, bought a card, stuck the DVD in the envelope, and mailed it. Could you mail a DVD? Just to see if it would work.
Yeah.
So you have to start small. Don't be afraid
the beauty
to
is
take those baby steps.
And with the technology we have today, you can do that. You can test little things. Hey, Sarah, I need your website one more time.
BottomLineInc.com.
And check it out, folks. Her blog is there. The yearbooks are there. The Bottom Line Yearbook, the Health Breakthrough Book, the Ultimate Women's Guide to Beating Disease. All those are 2020s. They're out right now. Hey, Sarah, thank you for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Anytime.
Sarah Heiner. Ladies and gentlemen, we always get smarter when Sarah joins us. Happens every time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.